The environment and the impact of climate change on the European culture was the focus of discussions on a two-day meeting of the Komishi Plenary Assembly in Brussels. Bishop of Gozo in Malta, Mario Grech, says that the bishops will be using the Pauline year to highlight the dignity of God's creation.
As far as the environment is concerned, I took this opportunity just to make the first announcement on an intensive educational experience and conference that our Environment Commission of the Bishops' Conference in Malta is announcing for next July. It is an initiative that we are taking on the occasion of the Pauline year, invite seminarians and theology professors to come to this meeting, to this conference, where we intend to discuss God's creation and sustainability in the Mediterranean. Hopefully, this appeal, this invitation, would find those who cooperate with us.
After 60 days of debate and the election of a new superior general, the 35th General Congregation of the Society of Jesus has ended. Emer McCarthy reports.
In a press briefing outlining the course of the General Congregation, Father Nicolas said that over 2 months of deliberation, the 225 delegates drawn from across the world had whittled the priorities for the future of the order down to 5 key points: mission, Jesuit identity, governance, collaboration, and obedience. Obedience to the Jesuit role as an apostolic body present across the world, with the Pope as Christ's vicar at its center. Reaffirmation of the Jesuit identity as a body within the Church sent out to the frontiers of today's globalized society. Greater collaboration with religious of other orders, lay faithful and non-baptized men and women of goodwill, in the promotion of justice and human dignity. But above all, mission. And in that context, Father Nicolas pointed out 2 priorities for the Church: Africa and Asia. A native of Burkina Faso, Father Jean Ibodou, is assistant to the Superior General for Africa.
When we speak about people over here are in need, and you see a continent, an entire continent, who is in need, so this is the place for a priority.
Prior to his election as Superior General, Father Nicolas had spent many years in Asia, most recently in Japan. Speaking to journalists Friday, he revealed that in his meetings with Pope Benedict XVI, the Holy Father had shown particular interest in what he called the dialogue of cultures, which marks Asian spirituality. Father José de Vera is chief spokesperson for the Jesuits.
China, because it's a mystery, but we have a long tradition. So we would like to continue in this tradition of serving the people of China.
The final conclusions of the 35th General Congregation are currently being drafted, and following approval will be published. I'm Emer McCarthy.